talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a getaway Friday, last Friday in April, April 26, 2019, 4:26:19, 19 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and our newest panelist, The Weeze. Don't forget, The Weasel Show debuts 8 days from today, Saturday morning, May the 4th, 7:15. Till 10 a.m., and the guest will be, just for a couple minutes, Khloe Kardashian.
We still doing the show?
And the crowd goes wild. Khloe Kardashian, who's the big star of the mega hit television show.
It's Keeping Up with the...
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You got it.
I don't feel like none of us are keeping up with, or any of
no,
us.
No, but the audience is.
Yeah, they're
we're
keeping
just,
up.
We're just not your group. Charlie's not listening to you that first morning anyway. He's going to listen to The Garden Man.
Oh, that's right. That teared me up on the way home, Charlie. But then I listened to The Garden Man. He is pretty cool.
Do we know The Garden Man's name?
I can't remember it. I've listened to him for years.
Did I not get the right one? Is
but
there more?
Speaking of things like that, this morning the rose-breasted grosbeak appeared at our feeder.
Aww.
He comes every year at this time.
There you go.
He's here for 2 or 3 days.
Really?
And it's migration season, yeah.
I about ran over a pelican on the way to the studio today. They were crossing the street.
I don't feel really? Like it was a
yeah.
pelican.
Goose?
Well, I didn't.
Are goose?
That's not, I don't think that's
what
right.
are those?
Somebody, I saw somebody going down the street the other day trying to run over one, and somebody standing on the curb said, well, hell, it can.
Are they pelicans?
No, no, I don't think
what
so.
Do you call them?
Did it have
geese?
A baby attached
pelican.
To the...
Geese.
Yeah,
geese.
What
do you
the Canada goose.
Whatever. Why do we have so many... If they're from Canada, why are they here? Jesus, build a wall on that Canadian
because
border and keep them out.
We enticed them here.
Build a wall. Just like those people in
we
the room.
Them
they
here.
Love our garbage.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But is that true? They
yeah.
love our garbage?
Oh, yeah.
But they need to learn the traffic laws because one went out in front of me this morning and I about hit it.
Wait now. Pedestrians have the right of way, and I just had this argument.
Geese are not pedestrians.
They are they walking?
No, waddling.
They're walking, they're pedestrians, and I just had this argument with somebody else about pedestrians.
See what you did?
Don't tick me off.
So you're
but
saying if I would have hit that goose...
They're protected. They're a protected species.
Not what about if they're not in the crosswalk?
I think they're still protected.
No, they were jaywalking.
See?
Why wasn't the cop out there to find
them? You can't shoot one.
Well, I wasn't going to shoot it, but
did
I...
Did you get out of your car and try and shoot the thing?
No, I was just going to drive,
my
and
goodness,
it was in the middle of the road.
Control your temper.
Unless they could find out you purposely aimed for one to kill it.
Well, we all had to stop because there were like four of them, and we all had to stop on both sides of the road and wait for them to pass.
Awful.
Did you honk? Are you that person? Well, yeah. You honked.
No, the goose honked.
The goose honked too. Yeah, they were unhappy. But I don't understand. They're angry. Oh, by the way, on my nightly walks. Here we go. Hold on. On my nightly walks, because I have to walk by a pond, and they all hang out around this pond. A ton of them. And somebody told me these geese were not vicious. Baloney. The other night, I was out there, and I'm walking, and this goose started to come at me and was honking and snapping and all that.
That's because
they're not,
animals can sense evil. I live by a pond, I walk, and they never bother me.
That was the male goose protecting his
animals
female.
It could have been a
mating
thing.
I did not
thing.
Want his
they're,
female.
They're very protective.
They're eggs. They're not. They're protecting
that's
their
right.
eggs.
The female lays the eggs.
I didn't want
sits
the eggs.
On them.
I didn't want anything.
Well,
were you trying to pet the female?
I was just walking, as I do every night.
Well,
you probably
the
made
goose,
eye contact with her.
The goose didn't know that.
But don't tell. It's wrong to tell people that they're not vicious because they are vicious, and a kid's going to get killed.
No,
I think that
I walk
they're
past
YouTube
them
videos.
All the time. I never had a problem.
See, this you're brings right. me to my another problem.
A male then.
Yes, we have them nesting all around the pond by my house. They're, you know, I give them
wow.
a wide berth.
I'm just
and
saying,
they
We at this station provide educational services, and I'm saying we have a lot of these geese in Marion, and if you see one, do not go near it.
That is correct.
They're crazy.
Give them their space.
How'd you get out of that situation?
I just looked the other way and moved a little faster.
See, he was making eye contact with the goose's mate.
No, I was looking in the direction of the road. What do you mean a goose can sense evil? You're not off the hook for that one.
Animals
can sense.
Just like a dog, they know a bad person when they see it.
This all started because we wanted to know the man, the gardening name of the man. The name, the man of the guy. What?
I'll look it up.
I don't know.
The guy's name, who's the gardening man on Saturday morning, who Wheez will be up against, who you won't be listening to because you won't be listening to the Wheez because the garden man's on.
Well, so it's not Tom McNutt. He's dead, right?
Tom McNutt's dead. Isn't his name Sullivan? Him.
No.
His name's not Sullivan? Who's the gardening man? Is he an Ohio guy?
He appeared in Marion once for a garden show, I think.
What station is he on locally?
He's on numerous stations.
Oh, are you promoting this guy?
Well, I'm interested.
He's on WTBN on Saturday mornings for a while.
Is that where you
listen? He's on WLW. He's all over the place.
Oh, good.
Well, you're in trouble. I didn't realize you were up against such a juggernaut.
Nope, I have a whole segment of gardening tips.
Is it Ron Wilson?
Ron Wilson.
Ron Wilson.
The garden man.
Ron, have you ever heard of
him? Basement doctor.
Yeah, that's the basement doctor, isn't it?
No.
Apparently not. He's a garden man.
He can do both.
He
can
play
both. What does he do? Wouldn't he run out of things to talk about after a while?
No, never.
What's he doing?
Even in the wintertime when everything is dormant up our way.
We're getting a call, I think. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Your name is Ron Wilson you're looking for.
Ron Wilson. Do you listen to the garden man? Sir, do you listen?
Oh, no, he hung up.
He'd had enough. But if the guy, that you won't be getting that guy to listen to you on Saturday morning. He knows the guy's name.
Yeah, but he likes to try new things. I could tell by his tone. He was like upset what you're talking about.
Like right now, we're up against Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah, that's why we have to be, that's why we have Brandy on the show. Because we try
to
appeal to
Rush. Do you listen
to
Rush, Brandy?
Not on your life.
Okay.
Rush. Okay. So the show premieres Saturday, May the 4th, Cinco de Mayo Eve.
Yes.
And it'll be 7:15 to 10 a.m. Khloe Kardashian's the guest. Do you have any giveaways?
We'll see. I can't spill everything out, but yes, we will.
You've
have
got
giveaways.
8 days.
I know.
Spill.
I can't spill.
Okay. In any event, Charlie, you will not be listening. Are you going to listen to the first show?
Out of curiosity, I probably will.
That's what I'm going to do.
Told you he was curious. Hey,
I'm going to listen to the first show.
Yep.
So you got one chance to get these people, and if you screw up, they'll never come back.
Why would I screw that up?
Oh, I'm saying you will. I'm just saying, you know, this is the time you got to hit it hard.
I'm hitting it hard.
The other big Saturday morning competitor are the calls on WTVN. People that call in and complain about everything.
Well, when's the garden man on, and when do they take the calls?
He comes on shortly after 6, I think. So until about 9.
Oh, so the last hour you'll compete with the angry callers, and the first 2 hours you'll compete with the garden man.
See, I'm doing both of those. We're going to have a lot of angry people, and then I have a garden segment.
I expect that.
You guys are both covered.
A lot of angry people. Yep. I understand that.
Yep. I'm going to do a bonsai tree thing.
Any other news this week? Okay. But we'll look for that on May the 4th. That's going to be big-time news, and you're going to have garden tips, right?
No, not tips. We're just going to trim something.
Like a bonsai tree.
Probably be
a bonsai
dead.
Tree.
Yep.
Okay. Let's just start. We'll get the politics out of the way very quickly and then get on to the stories we really want to talk about. We can't not talk about the fact that Joe Biden, former vice president, is now in the race. He released like an 8-minute video. I watched it last night before I went to bed, and I'll tell you, it was a good thing to put you to sleep.
My big question is, what are the Democrats doing in the background with Joe Biden? They're using him to take away, I think, some of the oomph from some of the other potential candidates. I don't know.
That he really doesn't want to run?
But I think it's a trick.
That he doesn't want to run.
Oh,
he's
no.
just trying to take a...
He knows at 76 he doesn't want to be burdened with all that.
Isn't he 78?
Really?
I think he's 78, isn't
he?
Oh, now
I
got to look it up.
Yeah, he's 78.
78. I believe he's older than 76.
But
Bernie Sanders, I think, is 76. He's a kid.
At that age, having all the duties to appoint all the dozens of people...
He wouldn't make it.
Why?
And trying to please half the people.
He doesn't look charismatic in that video. He looked like he had some Botox.
He's got a nasal problem.
76.
76.
Oh, 76. That's what I thought.
But he would be 78 when he would get into office.
But his nose resonates, too.
What?
Let's run that by me again.
Yeah, he's got a resonating nose. Well, he talks through his nose.
Oh, he's a nasal. He's a nasal talker.
Right. If you ever know
how do you do that?
Okay, quickly before. Well, we know about the woman who eats with her comb.
He's a nice guy, though.
He is a nice guy.
I mean, nice guy. Why?
What do they call him? Main Street Joe.
Yeah. Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. Okay. Anyway, what did you make of it, Brandy, and that 8-minute video yesterday?
Well, I'm not a huge Joe Biden fan.
Why not? You Uncle Joe?
Because I told you before, I think he has diarrhea of the mouth. That's not really my sort of candidate.
Not yesterday.
No, not.
He just was kind of.
No, I mean, if you put him on a script, he can.
Was that a script, do you think?
Well,
that wasn't extemporaneous?
Yeah, that was a script.
I thought that was extemporaneous.
No, you didn't.
I just thought he was ad-libbing. Charlottesville and all those big words he was using that I don't think he knew the meaning of.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, he did. He was talking.
Next time you hear him, take note of his nose.
His nasal?
His nasal resonating.
I'll check. Now, here's it. Now, just to bring this up, do you know where his first campaign appearance is going to be?
Where?
Pittsburgh.
No. I mean, as far as media, The View. I read that this morning.
Oh, really?
Now, why is The View becoming the place where politics happens? Not Meet the Press anymore, not the evening news, not the news channels, The View.
It's controversy. People love to hear controversy.
Well, Grandpa Joe getting on The View,
Uncle Joe.
Oh, Uncle Joe getting on The View.
Papaw Joe.
He reminds me more of my grandfather, not an uncle. My uncles aren't that old. I don't have any uncles 77 years of age.
No.
Wheeze, what'd you think? I want to get on to the more important stories. What'd you think of Biden yesterday? You said you watched the video.
I did. I thought the music was too much. I didn't get his nose, his nasally thing.
Oh,
but
really?
Maybe because it.
Listen for
maybe
that.
It was processed.
Yeah. The music was distracting you.
I think. I don't
How
know.
How did he sound, Charlie? I don't. Can you do a Joe Biden?
You know what I'm saying? Man, got a little, you know, through the nose.
Why are you covering your face?
Oh, Lord.
That's right. He talked through his nose.
I watched the video. I don't remember that sound coming out of the television. Maybe there's a modulator on my television. I don't remember hearing
Charlie
that.
Charlie cracked himself up.
Lord. Your wife's listening to this, Charlie. She's probably at home saying, good Lord, what's he doing?
She's probably saying, I wish he'd shut up.
Okay. Well, we'll do what your wife wants and move on.
Anytime. That's all right with me.
I can't do it. Talk through your nose, Brandon.
No. No.
You'll thanks. Sound like... Main Street Joe. No, what's his... Uncle Joe. Okay, enough for... Oh, I do want to talk about this political story very quickly. But it was like a wet towel dropping, wasn't it? Nobody cared. Did anybody care yesterday that he announced?
Not really.
Nobody at all. It's over. Bernie, on Monday night, Bernie Sanders made a lot of news by saying he thinks people in prison should have the right to vote. Now, this brought a nasty backlash from a lot of people. What do you think, Wheeze? Do you think people in the clink should have the right to vote?
I don't know.
Well, we're glad to have you here this week.
Well, no. I get when they get out, you know, they pay their debt to society. I see that. But I'm not sure about when you're in prison. I think you give up that right, maybe.
I think it should depend on the
it's
crime.
Legal. Yeah, it's the legal thing. You give up your right to vote once you go to prison.
Don't do the crime. Yeah.
If you stole money, okay, why should that negate taking away your right to vote?
Because it's a law.
But laws
no,
can
I don't.
Be changed.
I don't think that's a law. It's a law.
If you're convicted, you go to prison. You
but
don't.
Here we
vote.
Are again, sending the Full House mom to prison. I'm so tired of seeing her face on every magazine. We're going to send her to jail for 20 years, pay for it every day, for what? I mean, if this country doesn't understand what's an important law and what's not an important law, pretty
right.
soon
she should
we're
be
going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, she should be championing the cause. She should encourage other mothers to give money to get
no,
their kids in college.
You should hit her where it's hard. You should hit her where it's hard and hit her in the money. take her money, create scholarships, put her on house arrest. It does zero good. She's not a violent offender.
Okay,
she's
so not. What should they do about the people that accepted the money, that carried out the mission, the college employees?
Well, I
should they just have their hand wrapped
I
with a ruler?
That some of them were in.
Well, you know,
in
it's interesting
it wasn't
because
just parents.
Okay, if I offer you a bribe, if you don't take it, I didn't bribe you. So, really, it's more their fault than hers. I mean, it wasn't good
they
for her to
the
offer
bribes,
it.
Though.
Right, right. It was not right for her to offer it, but it wouldn't have happened if they hadn't taken it.
Well, yeah, it completes the crime.
Right. So, they, I think, are a little more culpable than she is. I do not think for a second that she thought she was breaking the law. If she did, she wouldn't have done it.
Oh.
Let me just say on the issue of people who are in prison being able to vote, I think if you're going to take away their right to vote, then you should not be able to count them in the population when you're drawing district lines.
Are they counted?
Mm-hmm. Well, there you
yep,
see.
They
now that's
sure
interesting.
Are.
Yeah, it is. With the census.
Wouldn't that throw it off for our area here to have a concentration of over 5,000 prisoners?
Yes. Yes, it would.
They're counted in
they are counted
in
as
gerrymandering.
Yes, they are counted as residents of the prison. So when they're drawing the district lines, they will stack those prisons into districts.
But what is the theory on why a prisoner shouldn't vote? Why is that punishment for them?
It's probably why they don't let them out and free them.
Well, they don't have to go to the voting polling place. You can vote absentee.
It's more about taking away a person's basic rights.
Do you think any of them
don't
care?
Have the right to freedom.
It's called punishment.
Yeah, but do you think that's their main worry in life is that I can't vote?
No, that's just one of the things.
I don't know. They could vote or not. I don't think it really would matter all that much. I mean, who's it going to... Well, they shouldn't count them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think somebody convicted of voter fraud or something
okay, what
like
ward,
that should be...
What ward are they in Marion?
They're not in the fourth ward.
They're not counted?
I do not remember... The prison is not in the fourth ward, if I remember correctly, but it is hard to keep track of all those district lines, and I'm definitely not an expert on
that. That'd be interesting to know what ward.
You know, this to me was a whole nother issue of us caring about... That was the news story that got the most news out of five Democratic presidential candidates giving town halls back-to-back. The biggest story was that one. And again, that story impacts certainly not the majority of people. It hardly impacts anybody. What population of the United States is in prison? It's under 10%, I'm sure. So that was the big news story Monday. Not health care, which probably affects 100% of the people. Not prison reform, which affects people. Not taxes, which affects people. Not the economy. We got to worry about if the prisoners are going to vote or not.
It's just controversial.
Yeah, I think because the Democrats disagreed, that's why it was made a story.
Okay, but I would like to know what ward they're in.
Well, I don't. They're
I'll
probably
look it up, Charlie.
They're probably not in any ward.
No, they are. They are counted as part of the population, as residents.
They don't
of
appear
the
in the population
president.
Of Marion, though. When the population of Marion is listed, we're in the 30s or 40s at the most.
But the way that the district drawing works is that you have to. There are rules that govern how they can draw the district lines. And part of it is that the population of an area has to be relative to whatever. I don't know. And so they use the prison and they stack those non-voters into a district that...
That would make a large district when you consider most districts in Marion would have just over 1,000.
That's why they stack it in the rural areas.
Last year when I did the interviews from the prison... what that did for me was, because everybody has this perception that criminals are just the most awful people in the world and that you should be absolutely petrified to even go into a prison and that door locking behind you is scared to death. I'll tell you, doing that interview there for an afternoon where there were 30 prisoners in the room with me and one guard, you know what that did for me? I have no fear now of prison. Okay. Now, I'm not saying bad things can happen, but I'm saying... They're human beings. I mean, at some point, yeah, there's probably some awful ones, but could I walk out here today and somebody could shoot me in the parking lot? Sure, sure. They could. Why is prison? When's the last time somebody got murdered in the Marion prison? With that population being so
young, probably
huge,
wouldn't hear about it.
Well, we hear about the suicides. I hear about enough suicides there, which I wonder why that's going on.
There are a lot of things that go on in prisons that's not made to the general public.
Yeah, but you can't hide somebody's murder.
When you go to prison, you become like a caretaker of some other prisoner.
Yeah, but that's not, you can't hide a murder.
And sexually, there's a lot that goes on that's not really publicized, but yet everybody knows it.
But I think that's a misnomer. I really do.
You do?
I do.
You
because
think that?
I think if deviancy, like you were just talking about, was really going on in all prisons, that they would have to be shut down. Because people could walk out of there and sue that prison.
Right.
They could sue the state. Because you certainly, let's say I went to prison and somebody, that's rape. You rape somebody while I'm in prison. I could sue that institution the moment I was out and win.
Well, from what I've heard, you enter prison and immediately, once you're sent to your cell unit, it's almost like they take bets on who gets this man.
See, I think that's what people think, but I don't think that's what the truth is. It's just like you watch those lockup shows on television.
I think if you talk to the right people, they'll explain to you the whole thing.
I've seen the lockup shows, and I've watched all the movies about prison. I walked into the maximum security prison. Not the same thing.
But you weren't a prisoner.
I was with them.
They didn't say, hey, there's Scott. Hey,
I was with them.
who gets him?
Yeah, but I was with them. Nobody tried anything. One guard. They could have overpowered that guard.
Well, I was in there, too, working 4 days with...
Were you fearful?
No.
There you go.
And there were murderers and rapists I was working with.
I've known people who've been in prison, and they don't talk about that. They talk about, you know, it's solitude.
Yeah. Well, I was escorted a young lady through prison once. We were doing a story for NewsLife on razor wire.
And men. Men's prison.
Yeah, out here.
Yeah,
MCI.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were walking down during lunch hour, and the men were yelling obscenities at her you wouldn't believe.
Well, that's not what you said, though. That's not sexually assaulting somebody.
No, but that is an atmosphere that
But that's why you don't put men and women in prison together.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
all I know
that'd
is,
be bad.
Is if I went to prison and that truly did happen to me, you can guarantee I'd be suing the state.
Oh, sure. I can just imagine some prisoner suing anybody.
They do it all the time.
Do they win?
Oh, they do. How many of these prisoners have been falsely locked up,
or they
were treated improperly in there, or fed wrong food, and the second they get out, they sue that prison, and the state coughs up the money?
I wish we could have a prisoner call us. You know, I used to work
part-time. They don't have that privilege either.
I used to work part-time for a lawyer, and I was constantly answering calls from prisoners, and we had to pay for it.
You know what I think this is about, to be honest with you? I think prison is supposed to be punishment, so you want people to fear it. So you don't do the crime. And I think that's where all these stories have amounted from. I mean, like I said, Martha Stewart's been in prison. Bill Cosby's currently in prison. That Dance Mom woman was in prison for a period of time. They all came out. None were murdered.
Yeah, but weren't they in special...
I don't think that Martha was.
She was in the Fed Farm cupcake thing.
You're talking about low collar. Are you talking about murder prison?
But
are you talking about murderer prison or are you talking about white collar prison? White collar prison, I don't think anybody's claiming these things happen.
But murderer prison they are.
But that's where Bill Cosby is. Bill Cosby is in murderer prison.
But they got to be looking out for him.
We need to have somebody on the air that can really explain this whole thing.
Why would you?
As it happens.
Why would somebody be looking? O.J. Simpson was in big time prison because he threatened. What was it? Armed robbery was his thing.
Yeah,
that he finally stole his
stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, but Martha Stewart and Dance Mom, I don't think went to full. I don't think they even had to have barbed wire for those type of prisons, which is a weird thing. Why do they have barbed wire for murderers? But not barbed wire for people who are just in there for a temporary time.
Because of the crime they committed.
Well, I think it's actually, the longer that somebody gets sentenced, the more likely it is that they would maybe be thinking of
trying to get out of there,
right? If you know you're only serving 2 years or 4 years or whatever, not that that's not a significant period of time for somebody who isn't, you know,
I wish we could get a call from somebody who could tell us really what happens in prison.
All we need a killer on the air.
I wouldn't want to go to prison, but it's not death. To me, death, terminal illness, those are the things I don't want. Those, to me, rate higher on the list of fears than prison. Can you imagine going to the doctor today and they say, you're going to be dead in a month? And you know it's going to be painful? It's some kind of terminal illness? I wouldn't
so
like that.
So you're really afraid of pain, not death. I mean, death is...
No, because prison has an end.
Those folks, though, that get you see them in the courtroom, they never cheer. They seem pretty distraught.
Well, you're not happy to go to prison, but you're not. How many people have you seen cheering around the doctor's office when they get a terminal diagnosis? That has no end.
But there's a difference between knowing that you're going to be isolated from everything you know and love, and knowing that your time on Earth is up. They're two different. You're comparing apples and oranges. They're
if
both.
If you don't want to go to prison, you can end your time on Earth.
People
well,
do
that's
that.
Probably why.
Well, okay. Then there's always an out. Everything comes to an end.
Yes.
So, but not all do, and that's what I'm saying. So death must be scarier than prison.
For some.
Or all people would commit suicide.
Yeah.
So let's get off of this one because we do want to talk about Kate Smith and God Bless America. Kate Smith, probably the most famous performer of God Bless America all these years up until this week. Her song was played at baseball games, and it was the most patriotic song in the world, and there was a statue outside a park of her until this week when a black blanket was put over it, and it was taken out at night.
Now,
the reason is because they went back to the 30s and 40s, and she was in a movie, and in the movie, she used a racial slur. And she also recorded an album, and one of the songs was very racially charged. And that's why it was done. So, Charlie, you think it's absurd?
Did she sing Old Man River?
No, not that one.
It wasn't racially charged. It was racist.
Well, you know what was sad about it? I had never heard that song, but certainly everybody knows about it now.
Not everybody. I've never heard it.
I've never heard it, but I know what it is. I know what it is because of the story on Kate Smith.
Now, what about Al Jolson?
I don't think there's
other blackface. He was famous for his blackface.
And I don't think he's a revered person in our society. Didn't he get in trouble for something? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
It's interesting you brought that up about the songs and everything.
Yeah.
The one song about what darkies are good for, that was also... put out by Paul Robeson. You know who Paul Robeson is?
He was once accused to be a communist.
That's right. Now, the ironic thing, in Philadelphia, they don't want the Kate Smith in New York. I don't know if it's the Mets or the Yanks. They don't do it. Just this week, Rutgers University told that they are naming a street in Brunswick to Paul Robeson. Now, he sang the same song, and it was considered a satire. It was not saying that this is the way it is. So, talk about different strokes there, I guess.
It's an interesting point. Hey, thanks for giving us that information. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you want to weigh in. Well, I don't doubt what the caller is saying, but I think the thing is that nobody told them to get rid of the statue of Kate Smith. Nobody told them to stop playing it. They decided.
So it's ridiculous. Absolutely. Well, what's this generation coming to?
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about the Kardashians earlier on, and yes, matter of fact, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton and the Kardashians both became huge celebrities because of a video that was not something you would show to your mother. And will time now in 50 years, when we look back on these people as dead celebrities, will people say, well... don't look up to them, can't revere them, look what's in their past. Will that happen? I don't know.
I think plenty of people say that now, and nobody's building statues to them. And I don't know that it's this generation taking down the statue. I mean, I don't know who is in charge of that, but I highly doubt it's some, you know, random young person that decided we're done with this.
Well, the question really is Kate Smith a racist because of what she
She's
did?
Dead.
Was she a racist because of what she did?
So they don't know. They're just playing safe, maybe.
I guess.
Where is the statue, or was the statue they're talking about?
Not the Yankees ballpark, but the other one. Philadelphia. I think it was in Philadelphia. Hmm. But, and if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But I don't know. It's not a good thing to do. I don't know. But it was acceptable in those days. Remember when we talked about Amos and Andy a few weeks ago? I don't think you should be playing that on the air today because it is racially charged. It's two white people trying to talk like black people, and it's not even how black people talk. I mean, it's a stereotype. It's
maybe we ought to go after Rochester from Jack Benny.
Well, that was a stereotype. He was his butler. I mean, he did have that twang.
That's right. He had to do everything his boss told him to do.
Right, and I think there is some question about that.
Well, look, history is written by the winners, always. We never have an entire picture of what happened at any given time. Everything is edited. And I think we have the right now, as current people, to edit things as we see fit, just as people in the past did. So if these statues are no longer relevant to our culture, then there isn't necessarily a reason to still have them there.
Well, but I think the people who own these ballparks have made her irrelevant because they were playing her song up until this week.
Right, but if you had gone out on the street and said, "Who is Kate Smith?" would most people have known who she was?
Well, I bet more than other dead people. Because
I didn't know who she was.
Have they stopped playing "God Bless America"?
They use a normal version through the board now.
Yeah, no, the song still, but not her version.
Well, my wife thought it was Katie Smith, the OSU basketball.
Well, I mean, I don't think she resonates with, but I bet the people who are big baseball fans who would not otherwise know who Kate Smith is do. People who walk by that ballpark and saw her statue probably do. But will she be forgotten now totally? Yes.
Sure.
Because there's nothing. People won't play her song, the statue's gone, and she's dead.
Nobody has a right to legacy.
You know, but the truth of the matter is she's dead. So in the end, what does it matter? Does she care she's dead?
I don't think she probably cares.
I mean, they're ripping her this. Now, her niece, I saw her niece get all upset when she found out the statue was gone. But Kate Smith is dead.
Which I can understand. I mean, it's understandable when it's somebody who has significance in your life, when it's a family member. I'm sure if somebody made a statue to my grandmother and then found something questionable that she had said in her past and removed the statue, I probably would be upset because it's never a whole view of a person, right? We've talked about that before.
But the question is, who doesn't have something questionable in their past that somebody could take and twist into something awful? I don't think Kate Smith, which nobody has answered this question, do you believe Kate Smith was a racist? No, I don't believe she was. With the information I've been provided so far.
She inspired people with her singing.
You can inspire and be a racist, but what I'm saying is, is that what I know, if these are her two crimes for racism, first of all, the movie, somebody wrote her lines. She was just performing those lines. I don't even understand why that's brought up.
Right.
Because she was just doing a part. Now, the song, she didn't write the song. I mean, she put it on her album, but did she make those decisions? Or did her record company make those decisions?
The man that wrote "God Bless America" was a famous songwriter. I can't remember his name.
Right.
But wrote it for her, though.
Is there any history of her in her private life being racist?
No, I'm sure.
I don't know that any of us can know that. But even if you just take the movie and the song, she had a role to play in that. It wasn't her being held at gunpoint and saying, "You have to sing this song. You have to do the role."
It was the 20s and 30s.
What movie was that?
If you people look it up, there is a movie that she... It was, she said something inappropriate. They showed the clip last night. If you search the movie, the Kate Smith clip, you'll get it. But no, I mean, Weez, does that make her a racist? Because in a movie, she said something racist and she recorded a song that has racial overtones?
You just have to figure out. I see what Brandy's saying. She just, nobody was making her say those. So back at that time, was it a big deal?
But there are things that were acceptable then that aren't.
That's what I'm
now
saying.
And we've got to it's not like Kate Smith recorded that song today. I don't think she would have. And also, when Amos and Andy was on, it was the highest rated show on television. People probably wouldn't watch it today. Probably wouldn't make it to the airwaves.
So was Jack Benny.
Exactly. And you certainly couldn't have a Rochester on television today. So don't we have to look at the time? I mean,
well, that's it. Yeah. But, different eras.
Right.
But why do we have to, like, history marches forward, right? We don't have to stay stuck in these eras where this was okay. We do not have to venerate these people.
But if she was a Ku Klux Klan member, or she had abused servants who happened to be or employed them at all, I could see a personal tie to racism, but I haven't heard that yet. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, bothering you again.
Go ahead.
You know, I think it's a shame that we've decided that it's perfectly okay to shame people. And most of the time they don't even know them or anything else. But you have to shame them. You have to go in and they've done 99% of their life has been good. And all of a sudden you find a little twitter down there that may or may not be wrong. And we just have to, turn them out. I mean, even look at Biden. Big deal. He touched somebody's shoulders and smelled their hair. Big deal. You have to shame them because you have a political reason that you don't want him in. You want some kid in there that doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
What do you think the reason is they've done away with Kate Smith?
I think it's just a matter that, oh boy, we can really cause a little thing there and show that we're all for it. Maybe we don't have enough of the right kind of people in here watching our hockey games. I don't know.
It's interesting.
But I think it's ridiculous that it's done.
Well, hey,
there was something in baseball I thought was hilarious. This was one where they had one of the fights, if you call them a fight, to go in and shove each other around in this one game. And one guy called the other the no longer available N-word. Well, the whole thing was the guy that made the comment and got suspended for a day was black, and the guy he was talking to was white. I thought that was hilarious. Okay, that's all I got.
Hey, no, thank you. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I just think maybe this was a little knee-jerkish because, now, if there is proof that Kate Smith was a racist, okay, I'm fine with that. But I don't know that in the 20s and 30s that you recorded one song and that you were in one movie where one line was of a racist nature makes you a racist. If that makes you a racist, every actor from the 20s and 30s, you might as well just discontinue.
Yeah,
Jack Benny apparently was a racist.
I don't know whether she was a racist or not, but nobody's entitled to a statue. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're going to have to take down Jack Benny's statue because he promoted Rochester. That was his servant.
That was his servant.
So he's going to have to go, too. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't believe in removing those, those monuments and stuff from years ago. And I don't know how this stuff got started because most people don't really even kind of think about it. And I'm thinking on Martin Luther King, if we find something out that he's something about the whites, are we going to take his holiday and do away with all his stuff too, statues and everything? Maybe somebody can come up with where he said something, and that can be done. This stuff is just stupid because I talked to my cousin. She's a teacher, which she's been retired about 30 years. She said it's the most ridiculous thing she heard of. And I don't know who's nitpicking this stuff. Things happened years ago when I was growing up. You never thought anything about anything, and now it seems like groups are bringing all these little nitpicking things up that, you know, we never even thought about when we watched the show or anything. I just don't get it. And I'm waiting for somebody to come up with something on Martin Luther King or somebody real famous and see what they do about that, if they're going to start jerking their statues down, all their monuments, and do away with stuff too.
Well, I thank you for your opinion. Thank you.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open.
740-383-9944. But now, to be fair, this may be unpopular, but it is true. We do know because of J. Edgar Hoover's surveillance of Martin Luther King that he had many extramarital affairs, that he certainly was not a saint. Let's put it that way. The caller might have a point there in that, was Martin Luther King Jr. a saint? No, we know he wasn't. His wife knew that he had extracurricular activity.
And nobody is, and we've talked about this before, that people are not black and white. They are
gray in terms
of character. And I think if people didn't care about the statues before, why do they care that they're being taken down?
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. One comment you made earlier about Amos and Andy being two white men trying to talk like black people. Amos and Andy were black men, comedians, on those shows.
On the television.
I remember it, and I double-checked it by looking it up on the internet.
But not on radio. When it started, it was two white guys.
On radio, yeah. Maybe, but on the TV, they were two black men.
Yeah.
Hey, I thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course, when they came to television, they had to be black people because television is visual. But on radio, where Amos and Andy was far more popular, it was two white guys doing the voices. That's true. But you're right. Martin Luther King Jr. was not a saint. So is it, I guess, your indiscretion? You're okay to have affairs. That's not something we'll rip your statue down for. But I think racism is a bigger crime than extramarital affairs. I do. I mean, I think that's... I do, too. Yeah. So I can't compare the two, but was he a saint? No. Martin Luther, I don't know any saints.
Yeah, nobody is. Nobody's a saint.
That's why I've always liked the idea of St. Peter, Charlie.
Yeah.
We know about Catholicism. That's why I've always liked St. Peter, because I like the idea of when you die.
In Christianity, we're all saints, aren't we?
No, but in Catholicism, which is, we love this Catholicism, because when you die, I love the idea that you don't go, it's not heaven direct, that you have to stop and be interviewed by St. Peter for all your bad stuff. I love that thought. I would love that job. I wonder if St. Peter would retire.
I don't know
so
if that's still
that job.
I'd love to have that job.
You'd have to be a saint first,
I think. You'd have to say, oh my goodness. Well, I'm sorry, but in 1932, you recorded a song. Down.
Okay, now you talk about drugs and going to prison for this and that. Well, what about when you die? Should you go right to hell or right to heaven? Are you...
I can't make that decision.
Wait, this is a should question. I don't know that any of us can answer that.
Should you go there? Is that what the question was?
Do you have a little leeway there to go someplace else for a while before?
I think you do. It's like sitting at the airport waiting on your flight.
Anybody can. Well, some people are comas, so I guess that's not direct too.
Yeah.
Charlie, have you watched The Good Place on TV?
No.
Well, never mind then.
I think maybe taking her statue. If Kate Smith, I guess, maybe was known by more people, it may not have happened. I think they could do it without causing.
Did they swoop in the middle of the night and get it?
Yeah, they did.
So what do they do with these statues after they take them
down? I wonder where it is. I don't know. I don't know why they covered it like that.
Some of them are destroyed, I know, but not all of them.
But Kate Smith... here's the thing, and this is Bill Cosby right now. Are we ever... Bill Cosby one day will die, and it will be over. Can we watch The Cosby Show, or is that just too much? Can't do it, because we know what the man did. Can we not separate the man from the work? I think you can. Matter of fact, one of these cable channels, because I was watching The Cosby Show. I was actually shocked that it was on last Friday night. I was flipping.
It was.
And The Cosby Show was on marathon of like six episodes, and they are funny. And he is a funny man, and it is a good show. TV One, I think, was airing it. But, you know, a lot of stations wouldn't now.
But The Cosby Show isn't just Bill Cosby. I recognize that it's his name on it, and he had...
And he's in it.
Yes, and he had the major part in it. But it's more than just Bill Cosby.
You watch it for
there
Rudy.
There are other people involved, and... I don't know. I mean, I liked The Cosby Show.
Yeah, but can't we separate the work from the person? Why does the work have to be so intertwined with the person?
I think it depends on whether or not their offense impacts you personally. I mean, it's very difficult,
I would think, women,
for me as a woman to watch things that...
Could you watch The Cosby Show as a woman?
I have not watched The Cosby Show.
Would you if it was on?
Probably not.
See, I
would rather let it live in my memory.
To me, this is why, like, politically, when somebody says something they don't like politically, and then I can't see any more of that person's movie. Any movies they make, I can't go watch
it. I'm not like that.
I just don't understand that.
No, it's not, again, when it impacts you in a very personal way, it becomes difficult to separate the art from the artist.
But he's playing a part. He's spouting out written lines. You're not going to see his personal life in that show. You're not going to see Kate Smith's beliefs while she sings God Bless America, which is the only song they're still playing that Kate Smith does.
No, but for example, like, you know, something like Seventh Heaven. I think we talked about that.
There's another guy who did some awful things.
I cannot watch Seventh Heaven without thinking, was that actor speaking that way to these young children that he was dealing with? I can't do it.
Before we wrap, and I think this was a good discussion, I think the question is, the statue's gone, the song's gone, it's not coming back, and people know what Kate Smith did in that movie and that song. But the question is, do you believe Kate Smith, the woman, based on what we know, was a racist? What do you think, Charlie?
No.
No. Brandy?
I don't know enough about her to say one way or
another. So based on what we know, what do you think? Just that she said a line in a movie and that she recorded a song that had racial overtones.
I'm not going to say one way or another.
So does that make you a racist? Wheeze.
I don't know. If there's something in her personal life, maybe, but I don't know. She also chose to say those. Whether it's your job or not, I mean, you still have an opinion.
But in those days, a lot of people were saying those. That doesn't justify it, but you know what? Things we say today may not be tolerable years from now.
And you'll take down my statue.
And the statue will go away. But the Wheeze Show will debut on Friday, May the 4th.
Who's excited?
With Khloe
Kardashian. Move over Ron Wilson. Woo! And Billy.
Khloe Kardashian, yes. First guest. Lots of giveaways that morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. Charlie, you're up next.
That's right.
What's going on?
It's Saturday.
What did
Friday.
I say?
Man, Scott, you're setting me up.
What did I say?
You Friday? Said that Wednesday, Jennifer Thursday, Friday. Jennifer's going to be on. It's on the wrong day and something about some gardener.
Well, you plug your own darn show.
I do all the time.
See, go ahead. You got
it's
30.
Still Saturday, May 4th.
You got 30. Go ahead.
Saturday, May 4th. It's going to be a riot.
What's the time? People need to know when to find it.
7 o'clock through 10 o'clock.
What did I say?
You said Friday from like 3 to 8.
Well, that's when I'll be tuning in. All right. Against the Garden Man.
No, it'll be fine.
Charlie, what's coming up in 10 minutes?
Oh, who knows? Who
probably
knows?
The garden guy.
Are you going to do your whole show in Joe Biden's voice this afternoon?
I'm trying doing that.
There
yes.
you go. And that's going to wrap the show for this week. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned.
Mail us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep